Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the IBHM podcast.
Welcome, y'all.
I'm your host, Arizona Verse, yeah. And with me, my dude and co-host, Dick Popo.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm black. He's Mexican. Now that we got that out of the way, welcome to our show. It is a podcast about nothing in particular. We got a lot of shit to talk about, and we're starting extremely late. But if you want to chime in, our email is ibhmpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, and Podomatic. Just search I'm Black, He's Mexican. You can find us on all of your social media outlets, including Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, YouTube, WordPress, and Vine. Simply add IBHM Podcast in an appropriate spot. If you don't want to do any of that, just head over to our website, ibhmpodcast.com, and you can find all of our social media links there. Now, if you want to hit me up, my main source of social media fuckery is adifferentstateofblack.tumblr.com.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why there's an echo in the back.
You hear the background, but it's all good. Me, it's you all can good. Reach Dick Popo, Soul Popo, whatever it is you want to call me, at pretty much everything too, but definitely Instagram, at SoulPapo. And then I'm trying to do a Weebly thing too, so it's www.soulpapo.weebly.com, and we have links for every single thing, so no matter whose site you want, you can reach one of us.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully.
So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and get the show started. I don't know if we recorded that echo in the background, but if it did, oh, it fucking well. Yeah, this is live podcasting, ladies and gentlemen.
How many times that we didn't have to retry this shit again? Wait, I don't think this time around, mention really quickly what you did to the website, revamped?
Yes. So, real quick, we got a bunch of website updates. This is 2014, so this is officially season two of the IBHM podcast. So, we upgraded the website.
Yes,
sir.
Me?
Yes,
we got a new logo, new intro music, as you heard, and also we revamped the whole website. We got all the episodes on the front. Each different show that we do, you could chime in, leave comments on every single episode. It has links to all the articles that we read. It has the whatever YouTube videos that we play. It's all on there also. And then also, for all of our listeners who are on Instagram, you could be featured on our website if you use the hashtag IBHM. It pops up on the front page of our website. So, you know, go ahead, and if you guys want to be featured on the website, go ahead and post something.
Yeah, if anything interesting, anything you'd like for us to cover, selfies, just our big fuck you, send it to us. Hashtag IBHM.
Or if you want to join the IBHM Selfie Olympics, just use hashtag IBHM, hashtag Selfie Olympics. That's some fuckery. If you haven't seen it, guys, hop on Instagram. I'll show you after the show. It's some extreme fuckery. So
speaking of fuckery, I guess we're doing shout out.
Actually, yeah, real quick, a couple quick shout outs. We got some new Facebook likes. So shout out to Jose Soto, Lavinia Shona, and Courtney Lorraine Cooper. Thanks for liking the Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/IBHM podcast. And
you don't mind me if I'm saying something in the background. I'm just gonna be your hype man. You know,
that's how
random
we do
shit.
And Enrique Black from the Downtown Black and Brown podcast is starting a brand new podcast called the 5 Minutes Away podcast. It's coming in a couple of weeks, and you can go ahead and like his Facebook page for more information.
Kind of how I mentioned before, too, I wonder, because it takes so long for us to kind of come and do these episodes. We do it every other week. Should we do a little SoundCloud thing on the side for those that need the teething? That for those would like it, if you would, shoot us a message, please, one which way or another, and let us know if you want to hear more.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. And last shout out, real quick. We got to send a RIP to motherfucking Uncle Phil from the Fresh. James Avery, I believe, is his real name. He will forever be Uncle Phil to me.
Freshman Speller?
Yes. Go ahead.
I don't know what to say. Well, for those that had no father figure in their life, maybe counted as one. I mean,
he was definitely a TV father for me growing up. I remember the episode that they had with Will Smith's dad pop back up in his life, and then he was leaving to be a truck driver, and they had the whole, "Why you don't want me, Uncle Phil?" I cried to this day from that episode.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. That was actually the one episode that makes me feel the most heartfelt, because, yo, he wasn't his son. If anything, he was just some fucking dirt rascal.
Yeah.
Came into his house, ate all his shit, and made a disaster, but he told him, you know, that was his surrogate father.
Yeah.
So
rest in peace, Uncle Phil. Yeah. We're going to miss you. So I guess we'll just go ahead and start the show, get into a little bit of randomness. Real quick, have you watched the documentary on Netflix called Blackfish?
No, I haven't. Tell me about it.
Now, this was a pretty good documentary. It's essentially about the shit going on at SeaWorld with the killer whales and how they have them enslaved,
naturally.
If you will.
How else can you make a motherfucker do some tricks? You know?
Yeah. And there's a lot of fuckery with it, with how they don't feed them properly to make them do tricks and a whole bunch of different things. And they were just showing the whole history of the whole SeaWorld thing, even down to when they kidnapped the original Telecom, whatever his name is, when they kidnapped. It's, I think, the whatever his name is. But they show when, you know, he initially got kidnapped in the 70s. They were filming it. And, like, what a lot of people don't know is outside of humans, sea animals are like the most intelligent creatures out there. They have their own language and they could talk back and forth, and also shows how intelligent they are, that they could learn our language as we talk to them, but we can't figure out what the fuck they're saying to us. And it was just a real sad documentary. And after seeing that, I don't think I could fuck with SeaWorld anymore. Like, they kind of, like, I feel like I'm watching slavery. Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
I mean, that's part of the entertainment factor, I think. I mean, kind of mentioned earlier, you see an accident, it's bad and it's got horrible, but holy,
but you gotta watch.
I mean, same thing. So I would say, if anything, I want to go, and as much as I don't want to have people hurt, if they did hurt them, it would be such a sweet revenge to fucking see that shit live. See fucking whatever the dolphin's name just go straight to the heart and gut some shit out.
When the slave finally turns on the master.
Yo,
I got you, master.
I love Django, no matter how many times I use the N-word reference. And I will say, as racist as it sounds, Leonardo DiCaprio, I love the way he was so knuckle.
That motherfucker was, he did came from a extremely deep part of his soul when those words were coming out.
That was real.
So, back to random
fuckery, if I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just so we can steamroll through it. And I was trying to figure out the name of the place, but there was some, it was on Vice on YouTube. And
Vice, that's my shit.
All right, yeah. And it shows some suicide forest that's really well known in Japan. I mean, if you guys just type in suicide forest on YouTube, I'm sure it'll pop up the video. And it's just kind of fucked up. People from all around the world come to this one place so they can just kill themselves. And I figure, like, to me, I would love to save up money so I can go to Japan and, you know what I'm saying, fuck me a real pill, you know what I'm saying, little geishin, whatever. But to have to save up just so I can go off myself, like, I hope to meet people on Pokemon and, you know what I'm saying, and have some sort of revelation out there. But it's everything. I thought was pretty cool, pretty crazy.
And you know what? I used to watch the Ancient Alien show on the History Channel, real heavy. And I want to say that they brought up that thing that was the Suicide Forest.
Yeah.
I want to say they brought it up on there one time and were kind of saying that how it was kind of like possessed or some reason, because they were saying that how people, for whatever reason, travel there and there's some type of energy or something there that makes people kill themselves. And so I don't know.
It was in Japanese, so I hated fucking reading the subtitles, even though I love watching subtitles when I watch movies. Anyways, really briefly, I think it says something like that, where he's like, if I look at the dead body, it won't empower me, because I guess that's what it does. It empowers the evil force or whatever just will grab onto you. And I feel that's just how evil energy is, you know?
Yeah.
It'll make you fucking grab onto it. And
that's
what video games are doing to us right now.
Taking over your mind, son!
Zelda Link Between Worlds is truly fucking in the soul, and I don't know where I'm at now. But yeah, random fuckery.
Yeah, so real quick, we got a couple of dumb asses of the week. Of the new year, or I guess this happened last year, but we're commenting on it right now. There's this guy by the name of Michael Heller who allegedly stole a truck to be on time for a vehicle theft court date, which is the dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard. But apparently, as the article goes, it says at least his parents taught him the importance of punctuality. A Redding, California man told police that he stole a truck so he could be on time for an unrelated vehicle theft court date. Fucking Michael Heller, 21, allegedly stole the truck early last Thursday, and apparently the 69-year-old man John Westberg was working on his 1989 Ford Ranger when Heller allegedly jumped into the front seat and sped away. And so he was arrested for vehicle theft and in the possession of a stolen vehicle as he was heading to court for an unrelated vehicle theft case. Charlemagne the God, you are the donkey of the day. That's some dumb ass fucking shit. Like, man.
Oh God. All I know is, as the saying goes, you know what I'm saying, if you're late, you're late. If you're on time, you're late. So you gotta be early. By all means.
By any means necessary.
But you just a dumb motherfucker. Like, I think it's just dumb luck to
me. Yeah.
But oh well.
And actually, speaking of dumb luck, you want to take the next one?
Fucking luck, my goodness. This happened in Texas. All my exes are in Texas. And it says that a Larry Paulos robbed a bank and gets robbed himself immediately after cops fucking go after him. It says allegedly, and mind you, it's allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because he's innocent until proven guilty, but they say that you're guilty usually until proven innocent. Allegedly, yeah. This guy of Arlington, which the only thing I can remember from Arlington being was King of the Hill.
Yes. God damn it, Bobby.
Mr. Strickland, isn't that cheating? I'm not going to lie to you, Bobby. No. allegedly he handed a teller an educational employee's credit union a deposit slip, and it said the word bomb. And that isn't a way to get a motherfucker's attention. I don't know what is.
It's a bomb.
But it fucking hit the Daily News, and I don't know if the dude was like, was it just as he was running out of the bank? And I don't know how the hell he got took for someone that was holding something, but...
Yeah, apparently he was running down the street in fucking Looney Tunes style. The money was falling out of the bag as he was running. And then the neighbors reported that he got into his house. And shortly after he got into his house, some people knocked on his door and robbed his ass. And left him with his head fucking bleeding. And they had to call the cops and say that, hey, I'm a bank robber. And they just robbed me of my money that I just robbed.
So trace it and find it.
Fucking dumb asses.
Like I said, I was curious whether they would have found them or not and how that would have worked.
Yeah.
I mean, those motherfuckers made it with some money. So,
yeah.
I mean, you see an opportunity, you take it. You hear that, America? That's the way you make it in this world. You steal.
You take it.
You just take it. Because we're going to get it taken away regardless.
Exactly.
You earn money. You work real hard, 9 to 5. Maybe work 12 hours a day. But your taxes are going to fuck you, and the government surely will.
I know, and that's the beauty of fucking taxes. You get your check and shit's gone already. Like, they don't give you the option, though. You get your check, your shit gone.
You know what really scares me? Right now, I'm giving you a bit of personal information.
Yeah.
Is it out there? I kind of owe the IRS some money only because apparently I was big balling one year.
Yeah.
I didn't know I reached a whole new tax bracket. I was selling panties, and I was doing health insurance shit, and, yeah, I didn't pay the motherfuckers, and supposedly they might just take it straight out of my check and hope that doesn't happen, so Lord help me.
No, yeah, you're going to open up your check one day, it's going to be like $5. You're going to be like, what the fuck? IRS.
Yeah, well, I hope y'all motherfuckers let me get an unemployment, because that's what's going to happen, and y'all niggas ain't going to get shit. We'll see about that.
So, I saw this article and I thought this was funny. I would like to call this the mysterious case of Laquita Jones.
Sounds endearing.
Yeah, and so you hear the name Laquita Jones and you know that this is going to be some hood rat shit. And so I'm going to go ahead and briefly summarize this article.
It sounds like a Madea movie. Like, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Like, it's a Tyler Perry plot. But tell me what happened.
Apparently, it all started off with this woman named Annie DeFranco. And apparently, Annie DeFranco is a white feminist, singer, poet, equal rights activist with her pale skin. And she wrote, apparently she was trying to do this whole event at Nottoway Plantation and it's called The Righteous Retreat. And apparently, if it's white, you know it's right. And apparently, Mark Fault pointed out on his blog, he said, here's the problem. Nottoway Plantation is the largest plantation mansion in the South, literally built by slaves who had to carry the huge logs over miles of plantation ground to the construction site. The owner, John Hampton Randolph, built his fortune on the backs of slaves. He even signed over 46 slaves as collateral to build his 53,000 square foot dream house. Now, they were planning on doing this whole event, and they had a Facebook page for it, and some people were getting upset, rightfully, because they were like, this is a fucking slave house, and you guys are kind of trying to make a profit off of it.
Should make a museum, man.
They should burn the motherfucker down. That's what they should do.
Just how they did the Sandy Hook Elementary, which I think was a big...
Yeah, we'll talk some Sandy Hook a little later on. We'll go ahead and talk to you later on. But apparently on the Facebook page for the Righteous Retreat, this woman who was involved in the event, Mandy Harrington, chimed in and said, slavery is over. Those days are gone. Why don't you join the venue and reclaim the meaning of what the venue could mean? Make it a place that serves a brand new purpose. And this is my favorite line. Showing your fearlessness by showing up and knowing you are allowed to be there to give it new meaning. Don't let the history of a place push people away. Do you know we can all come together? Now, that seemed like very, I don't know, kind of patronizing how she came at it. But people were arguing back and forth on the Pulse. And a local neighborhood hood rat by the name of Laquita Jones decided to chime in. And
you know she's going to say something real educational.
Real niggerish, that's what she's going to say.
Real inspiring.
And so I'm going to read it verbatim. Laquita Jones chimed in and said, why all y'all talking like this? Y'all going to get us a worse name. The garbage that comes out of y'all's mouth when someone tries to work with us is what keeps everything separated.
You heard.
And so Kylie Brooks chimed in and says, what do you mean, Laquita? Laquita chimed in and said, as a black woman, I'm going to say this. We cannot keep on digging down into the trenches of history to stab those who live amongst us today. I love my friends, and my friends be everybody, including people who happen to be white. When I read some of the stuff on this thread and see that people of my own color are making racist remarks against white people, it making, and then it cuts off whatever she said, but then she kept going. And she says, there is no truth in acting like fools.
Ain't no acting.
She said acting.
Acting.
Shit, that girl Mandy up above opened her heart up and shared a horrific experience with us. Told us what her grandma went through, and she stayed damn classy the whole way through. I was hoping to Jesus that the further down I read, I was going to see one of us acting the same way. Now you have to love the beauty of the internet, because someone by the name of N.F. Attaway apparently found something odd in the way Laquita was talking and decided to do a little investigative reporting, and he found out that Laquita and Mandy is the same person.
They sound so different.
They sound so different. You know how Mandy talks so proper and white, and Laquita talks so hood ratish with her hood rat name? Apparently, he tracked the IP address, and it's the same fucking person. This chick, Mandy, Googled and found a random image of a black woman, made up the most ghetto fucking name she could, and started talking in Ebonics to try to make a black woman being defending her. And so that's an epic fail in white feminism.
And it was so goddamn racist. I think that was the fucking kicker.
Yo, and she had to, like, fucking, like, well, how do black people talk? Oh, well, they say this and wit and acklin' and, oh my god, I just could not believe that shit.
This bitch surely did come from a fucking plantation, and for all intents and purposes, she blacked out, like Kanye said. She blacked out!
Oh, so I saw that, and that was just so fucking fucked up. And, yeah, I have no other words for it. Like, it don't get no more racist than that.
But you know what, though? I think it proved her exact point. And
yeah.
I love how when she was acting white, how inspiring she was trying to be. You know what I'm saying? It uplifted me. It kind of It kind of made me root for Zimmerman again. Like, just, like that's right. Like, we can't fall for this sort of fuckery. You know? Yeah. These niggers in this darkness to overcloud us. No. And it kind of reminds me of, because I forgot, was it Fiat who bought Chrysler? Like, there's this funny thing. I might have the names wrong, but it's a German company, and apparently there's this logo. And you know how in Germany they're still very the Holocaust never happened sort of thing?
Yeah.
Well, there's this proud stamp, I guess, this symbol that isn't allowed in the and I could be totally wrong with these facts, so forgive me. But apparently there's a symbol that kind of symbolizes that. And, symbolizes the tyranny in a proud sort of way. Kind of like when you do the little fucking Nazi thing or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a signal, it's a sign. But anyways, it's not allowed in Germany because of the little
it's not politically correct to use
the taboo
it.
It's taboo thing, yes. Well anyways, apparently when Fiat had bought over Chrysler, or not bought out, but whatever, when the whole bank shit was popping off, and they took over the name. Well, anyways, they have that symbol on all their shit now. So it's kind of like their way of saying, we still hate you dudes. It's fucked up. But yeah, it's just racism covered in some foul shit.
Yeah.
And that bitch is a prime example, which kind of makes me hate a feminist bitch all the much more. And because y'all don't know what the fuck's going on. But then again, we can't judge you all, but still.
Yeah.
Ignorant. And I love my wife's sisters.
It's actually funny that you bring up the Jews, because that's actually a perfect segue into this next article. Tony Parker. I was just gonna read the headline.
No, go ahead. Isn't he a sports guy? I know shit about sports.
For those who don't know, Popo is not the sports person at all. So Tony Parker is the star point guard of the San Antonio Spurs, and he does appear to be black, but he's actually French. He's what would that be? African French? He wouldn't be African American. He'd be African French. Afro French.
Black wee wee.
Something black wee wee.
I was gonna say he looked a little sweet, but that must be the French in him, I guess.
Probably. So all them croissants. But apparently he got in trouble for making an anti-Semitic gesture. You want to go ahead and take
what is
this
it
one?
Called a quinelle gesture. Was that what
Yeah.
And apparently, wait, he's a soccer player. Oh, well, he was with soccer player Nicolas Anelka.
Yeah.
He got in trouble for making the same gesture for scoring a goal in the Premier League, which you figure, you know, it's a proud thing. You know, you got to represent whatever. But the gesture, though, was made popular. And actually, I just fucking clicked out of the thing.
I'll take it.
I know it's some sort of French thing.
Yes, a French comedian, and I'm probably pronouncing his name wrong, but Dayudani, and this guy is believed to be anti-Semitic. And he grew famous for his comedy routines in France, but in recent years, his speech has grown more and more hateful, specifically in his rhetoric against Jewish people. And so I guess the Jewish community has spoken out against this quinelle gesture, which many perceive to be a playoff of the Nazi salute, and they're urging Parker to apologize. Now, if you look at the picture, and once again, if you guys go to the IBHM podcast, go to the episode 10, and look at the picture, like, looking at it, it looks like they're just trying to be fresh, like just trying to keep it so fresh and so clean. Like, I wouldn't have thought nothing of it first looking at it, but I guess they're saying that it looks like, instead of, because the Adolf Hitler thing is like this, but they're kind of doing it a little different way.
With some swag that you brothers tend to put on.
Oh, you know how we throw the swag on it, but apparently people are taking it as a secret anti-Semitic thing, and if you Google the quinelle, Q-U-E-N-E-L-L-E, there's a whole bunch of pictures of a whole bunch of, and what freaks me out is it's a whole bunch of black Frenchmen who are doing this. So something's going on. This might be the beginning of some type of revolution, and we don't know. This is like the fucking Hunger Games with the whistle and the they doing the Hunger Games shit. They about to start a revolution,
yo. We in some Hunger Games shit, and I say this is all the Illuminati. I don't know if they don't say the words. But just how they use the black man to emasculate the black man, that's exactly what's happening right here.
Yo, every time there's some fucked up shit, they always got to make a black man do it. Like, that's the whole conspiracy theory with Obama. You had all these laws going on. You throw the black man in office, you start taking all these rights away. And then, let that nigga take the hit.
Let him take the heat. What is it? The Tuskegee experiments? Like them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, though, it's so funny. This shows the power of the black man. possibility of Jesus himself being a black man, and how y'all motherfuckers just some trendsetters. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, fucking Paul Mooney put it the best. Paul Mooney, the great, magnificent Paul Mooney, put it best when he said, everybody want to be a nigga, but don't nobody want to be a nigga. Real talk, yo. Oh, my nigga. My nigga. So keeping it moving, and I hope hopefully the people at home don't complain about the pacing of this show, but what you guys don't realize, this show started about 4 hours later it was supposed to. We had massive technical difficulties, and hopefully this shit comes out and sounds good, because we're like 5 hours into working on this shit.
And yet we're only a good, 60, not even a half an hour into
the show.
Tell me though, you are going to edit though and put some audio behind the stuff?
Yo, I'm going to freak it. We'll talk about it afterwards. Okay, I got some ideas for the show, but I'll let you know. We'll freak it a certain way. And then also for the people who are following us, we just dropped a Lost episode. So we have episode 4.5 up.
And I didn't like that episode at all.
I'm trying to tell Popo, I listened to it. It's a good episode. For those who don't know the background story, we did an episode for the America We Got Them Guns, and we immediately recorded another episode afterwards, like a feedback show. So anybody who dropped comments before October or something like that, we kind of went over all of that stuff, and we shouted out some people, and so on and so forth. And so we just dropped that this last week. So if this episode is shit, just listen to the last one. It'll tide you over into our next episode.
And apparently you're saying that there's a running gag or the running joke, because I was extremely fatigued, and this is early on in me re-entering the video game world. But fucking A, I really wasn't having it. And that was my forte. I was able to geek out about video games, and I was just like...
Yeah, about 45 minutes to an hour into the episode, you could literally hear Popo's brain melting out of his ears, and you could tell he was done. But I thought it was a good episode, so...
Hopefully, if you're fans, you'll like it.
Yes, sir. So, on to the next one. The boy Dwayne Wade is in some trouble. This nigga, who I am extremely upset at, because he is with the beautiful Gabrielle Union. Oh my God, her and her long legs. Apparently, the story is that Dwayne Wade got caught creeping and knocked up some other chick while he was in a relationship with Gabrielle Union. Now, the story is they're spinning it, saying that they were on a break, but TMZ, being the assholes that they are, they tracked her social media back to about the 32 to 40 weeks before the baby was born to try to get a gauge of it. And it appears that Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade were still together at the time. And it's funny, because about 2 months after when the alleged jump off would have got pregnant, Gabrielle Union started dropping some subliminal stuff about being upset and this and this and that. And so it looks like Dwayne Wade probably told her about 2 months into the pregnancy that he had a baby on the way, and looks like she forgave him. They got back together, and looks like they were trying to hide it. But we live in the internet age, and so the second that this woman dropped this baby with the birth certificate with Wade's last name, it got out. It got out. So to quote the homie Jack Thriller from This Is 50, don't kiss them hoes in the mouth.
Don't. As much as I like tattoos and catch all sorts of things, don't
do it. Fucked up. Yep. So hopefully he get his shit together, because apparently Luda just got caught up too. Luda got some jump off pregnant too. So
where the fuck is Luda been though, honestly? And honestly, I almost want to talk shit to the guy, and maybe wait till we get the homie Willie North calling with us, so we can kind of discuss and find out what's going on. But obviously, some shit's happened at DTP, and he's really trying to get his little actor thing on. I mean, which ain't the most star-spangled banger of them all anyway. Like, you wonder, though, what's going on with us for the front. We know he's ill, he just hasn't pushed, you know what I'm saying?
I know he looks like he's switching over to the acting side of it. Looks like, from what it looks like to me, is that he's kind of giving up on music, because...
No, none of that. Come on, man.
My bad. I know that coffee didn't kick in, but the last...
Zanny show,
I know that Zanny kicked in. That's what the fuck it is. They got on chill mode. But
my high's running out, so we gotta hurry up.
But no, fucking Luda dropped a mixtape, I want to say about a year and a half ago, and it didn't really get any kind of buzz to it. And so I'm wondering if that was him trying to see if he was still relevant in the game, and maybe with the people not really reacting to it, he's like, well, I'm gonna do this movie shit and just keep doing this and keep it pushing. So
I think it was back in 2012, back when the Big Sean kind of was just buzzing.
Yeah,
and the whole, I don't want to call it hashtag rap, but when they would do the little,
yeah, because him and Big Sean, yeah, it's the, I think it is called hashtag rap. Yeah,
I mean, but pretty much rap has been like that since yeah, forever. But he had to came with some sort of response, and they finally show, okay, this motherfucker still got some blood pumping through him. He still got something going on, and because we know he's a lyrical dude, he's been a pun. I mean, he's not so much an MC, more a punchline rapper, but still, he was able to kind of show his pizzazz again, like show you, like, hey, yo, I've been doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm curious. I'm hella curious about what was up with the Player Circle deal, and
yeah.
I will find some stuff out. I'm hoping that we have some good things coming up. We'll find out about that.
So hopefully we'll see.
But if I can hate, since you know I normally hate, yeah, and I don't particularly prefer colored gowns. But we know Gabrielle Union's beautiful, and she is like kind of a goddess amongst herself.
Yes.
I kind of hate her in movies just because of the bitch that she plays. But
yeah, I mean, she can't act worth a damn. Her and Kristen Heigl to me are the same person. They're two beautiful, long-legged, beautiful women, but both them bitches cannot act worth a damn. They are one character.
She was adorable and knocked up in 27. You're right, she plays the same bitch.
But she's same fucking character.
I didn't look past the pale skin! No! But one thing I will say, then, this is where I knew that Gabrielle Union was a shit but a cute little bitch when I saw her in 10 Things I Hate About You, which was one of my favorite kind of teen movies. She played the token black girl, so to speak.
Yeah.
She was side of one of the main white protagonists.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's explaining this, but still, it upsets me. Mind you, you're not giving me too many shits about her. It upsets me that Dwayne, which, once again, not into sports, but I know he's amongst the hierarchy.
He's one of the elites, yeah.
And the fact that he can do whatever the fuck he wants, I mean, he can truly do whatever the fuck he wants. Get over it, bitch. I had a
skeet,
baby.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Get over it, huh?
And actually, speaking of pale skin versus dark skin, looks like Drake and Kendrick are still going back and forth.
Oh god, that was a great fucking thing. With all these subliminal motherfuckers are so subliminal and gay.
Yo, like, and
gay.
I love that Kendrick said names going back to the Control verse. All this is still going back to niggas being upset and butthurt over the Control verse. But like, Drake showed Kendrick some love, but then kind of sneak dissed him. He said that he said that Kendrick put out the last great concept album. And he was basically asked if he would do a conceptual album, and Drake in the interview with Vibe magazine said, it would be tough for me to go into conceptual storytelling. The last great concept album was Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City. Still obviously true to his life, but very conceptual, very specific stories that need to be told. I always say hats off to that album. That album's incredible. What an undertaking. For me, I would never want to be restricted to that, but it depends on what you'd call a concept album. Would you call Jay-Z's American Gangster a concept album? Yeah, if it is, then yeah, I guess. All he did was just make crack songs. I feel like I just made a concept album about a kid from Toronto that's on. I'm not good at telling... And this is when he starts throwing the shade at him. He says, I'm not good at telling fictional stories, so I would never be able to do that.
Wow.
There are rappers that are good at telling stories about people that aren't themselves. There are people that have vast imaginations to go and make up a story just to achieve a point. I draw for life experiences.
Truly, because this motherfucker started from the bottom and now he's here.
Yeah, he started from borrowing his fucking uncle's car to... Oh, Drake, how I hate thee. Let me count the ways.
The only, which I think is a title of one of my episodes before. The only thing I ever fucking believed, and even then, I'm pretty sure, was a fucking breadwinner of the family. When he says his line about using his mom's car, his mom's Macy's credit card to buy a bitch and fucking Michael Kors, that seem believable, but even then it was more like, motherfucker, you know damn well that they gave you allowance, the money that you was bringing in,
yes,
and you use that to buy this chick something. And I think I referenced it before, but I fucking loved Pusha T with his evil ass. He made a reference like, never, he's like, there ain't no bitch in this world can ever say about her Michael Kors.
Yeah, like, boy.
If ever some shade, that was some cool shit.
And
did Kendrick retort to this? You know, he doesn't he's not too confrontational when it comes to shit like this, little bitch assness.
And I don't think Kendrick's gonna say anything, like, actually honestly, to win the quote unquote battle, if you will. Kendrick doesn't have to say anything back. He still has control. Nobody has done anything bigger than control. So, like, he doesn't need to say anything. He has won. And the more and more Drake keeps doing these subliminal fucking teenage girl disses back towards him. Oh, he's cool, but, you know, I don't really like his whatever. Like, as long as Drake keep doing this fucking salty-ass light-skinned bullshit, the nigga already lost.
Yeah, speaking of which, what's up some dick with Michael? He needs a hand.
Man, the stepchildren. Yo, and so I saw this and I thought this was crazy. You know, us around here, we love the boy Wale. But did you see the shit with Wale in fucking Complex Magazine?
No, I didn't watch anything. I said there's a YouTube video.
I just threw it in the thing. I'm going to go ahead and play this real quick. Hopefully this plays and the people can hear it. And so y'all can...
Complex, go ahead. Just like fucking Vanity Fair. It truly, it's that's all that shit is. Just vanity and just for, I don't know. Play,
yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and play this real quick. Hopefully the audio plays. And also, once again, it'll be on the website. But Wale is something else. I'm going to go ahead and cue this up. Play the audio and then we'll talk about it afterwards. So here we go. Okay. Things playing. Oh, hold up. Let me see. We got a stupid advertisement. Let me skip past this. Oh, no. It's right here.
So you think y'all being responsible?
Oh, can you hear it?
No. I can play it simultaneously with you, though.
Oh, go ahead and play it over on your side. I can't hear any audio. All right. Yes. Oh, wait. No, I can't hear it. Wait, I'm going to run it back.
So you think it's responsible, you think y'all being a responsible publication by continuously to fucking, like, just do, like, all that petty shit? Like, at this point, you know it's got to be personal. And I don't want anybody, you telling me it's not personal, it's like a bold-faced lie. Like, to be omitted from every type of list that y'all do, or be at the bottom of it, or every type of way that y'all can omit me, y'all will. So I just need to know, like, if anybody's ready to keep it 100 with me and be like, yeah, it might be. So you might have rubbed somebody wrong years ago in some way or fashion, because, you know, I've had no interaction with the company in years. So to be every time be omitted from everything that y'all do, it's got to be something. So I'm trying to find out if you're going to be the person that tells me that, or you just going to give me the song and dance.
Well, no, I'm not going to be the person that tells you that. It's not a personal thing, man. It's, you know, we sit.
You mean to tell me Juicy J album better than mine? Is that what you're trying to tell me? You mean to tell me everybody playing that fucking list? No, don't play me, man. I'm sorry, I came with you civil right now, but it can go completely another direction. I'm just, right now, respect me, dog. Like, I respect me, dog. Like, respect the fucking culture right now, man. Because right now, it's like some petty shit going on right now. And I'm trying to get to the bottom of it in a civil manner, yo.
There's no disrespect, man. I mean, straight up, I really...
Man, fuck you, dog. You know it's disrespect every fucking time, dog. I swear to God, I come to the office and start knocking niggas the fuck out. You want to see some ghetto ignorant shit? That's what y'all promote. That's the only thing y'all promote from niggas is ghetto ignorant shit. You want me to do that? Because right now, it's like you give me the same song and dance like I'm a fucking idiot. You think I'm a fucking idiot? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, man, not at all.
Because I think you think I'm a fucking idiot, dog. Because y'all always do this shit. How the fuck you mean to tell me my outfit ain't in the top 50 of that? That's what you believe? Or if you saw me in the street, would you be like, oh, dude, I think you're... Oh, shit, man. Y'all think your shit is great, man. Which one is it? Because if I see one of y'all, y'all going to tell me that in my face.
Let me tell you, when we make these lists, we all get together, we have a big staff meeting, and you know, we debate the list for hours, and we consider lots and lots of artists, more than 50 artists, 100, maybe 100, maybe 200.
All right, all right, come all on. Right, I see y'all niggas tomorrow, I'll see y'all tomorrow. How about that? Get the security ready.
Yeah, so Wale wowed the fuck out.
Wale,
and I guess how the story goes, oh, I gotta take this share screen thing off. Okay, there we go. So I guess Complex Magazine does this whole thing and they did a top 50 album list, but I guess they didn't include Wale and he took that a certain way, which we mentioned, and Wale was in both of our top fives. And so I guess Wale took that a certain way and he got mad and called up there and threatened to start knocking some niggas the fuck out.
Yo, Wale, if you're listening and you do decide to do this, and I don't want you to hurt my brethren, but if you ever do that, I had your album higher than Arizona Verse, just so you know. That should be known.
Wale, though, if you want to knock a nigga out, holla at Verse.
Yeah, and all I know is we better get on camera. I want to put it on Vine and
let's see what you about, motherfucker.
Man, but yeah, Wale is fucking, I love him, but he is bipolar because he was on the Juan Epstein podcast. He's trolling the shit out of Peter Rosenberg. They were trying to get an interview out of him, and he was trolling the shit out of them. And once again, like I said, I love Wale, but that nigga, I don't think I can listen to any of his interviews because that he be on one.
And it's hard to die. For some reason, I can deal with Kanye being a crybaby, but Wale, yeah. No, not you. You're a tougher motherfucker than Kanye, all right? You have more respect, motherfucker. Like, seriously. But then again, too, like, for him not to be part of the 50, to me, I think that's pretty steep.
That is, yeah. I would take that personal, too. I wouldn't go as far as going on threatening to knock niggas out and all that. Because if something ends up happening to one of those dudes, oh, boy, it must have been Wale. He was saying he was going to do something. So stop dry snitching on yourself.
This is a nigga from D.C., and he is likely to do some shit. So, and that's shitty. And actually, I wasn't mentioned too, because I mean, some people, like, for instance, now kind of, and we mentioned a little bit this earlier about B.O.B., he kind of made not a rebranding of himself, but he's kind of, him being so pop or whatever, he kind of went pretty nigga with it with his two singles, The Whistling, Headbang.
Yeah.
And there's another one, We Still In This Bitch. I forget what, I think it's called.
Something like that, yeah.
So, two very strong street style singles. That, you know, brought him back. I mean, but whatever, though. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Wale has room to complain, but for him to do that, that was a no-no.
Yeah, that was a bit too much. So, and speaking of knocking niggas out and being a bit too much, I don't know how to take this because I kind of.
Plays a knockout game and gets charged with a hate crime. Oh, God.
So the knockout game continues, ladies and gentlemen.
This is that thing that the little Negroes are doing.
That we're talking about. Okay. Yeah, which, as we mentioned on a previous episode, is possibly a myth. Mm. Now, this apparently isn't a myth. A white guy got accused of filming a knockout game attack on a black man, and he's getting charged with a hate crime.
Well, I mean, it's truly what it is.
So to read this real quick, a 27-year-old Texas man was arrested by federal authorities on Thursday for allegedly filming himself punching a 79-year-old African-American man and breaking his jaw. Authorities say the assailant was attempting to see whether a knockout attack on a black victim would be nationally televised. Conrad Alvin Barrett was arrested and accused of punching the unnamed victim last month and filming the assault. Barrett allegedly showed the video to a man outside a restaurant who didn't realize was an off-duty investigator. In the video, the attacker approaches the elderly African-American man and asks, "How's it going, man?" Proceeds to punch him before laughing, saying, "Knockout," and fleeing in a vehicle. Barrett has been charged with a hate crime. And so,
I saw a black man do it and he didn't get in any trouble. Why can't he go black man? That's fucked up. He broke his jaw, man. He's so old.
Yeah. And it's one of those fucked up situations where on one side of it, anybody playing the knockout game, like, fuck you.
That's a fucked game regardless.
Yeah. Cool. And then, so anybody playing the knockout game needs to get arrested. Now, if this guy's playing the knockout game and is getting charged with a hate crime, like, I don't know how to feel about it because, I don't know, maybe, and let me see if he says anything else, another video.
I think the only way to make the knockout game a good thing is if you're going to be a vigilante You're going to pull a Casey Jones.
Yeah.
And they're going to just knock out some baddos. That's the way to fucking do it, I think. But I
knock out some criminals.
Yeah, shit.
But I guess apparently, according to a federal complaint and another video found on his cell phone, Barrett allegedly says that African Americans haven't fully experienced the blessing of evolution and uses the N-word. The complainant alleges Barrett said that he was have been trying to get up the courage to play the knockout game for a week. So that's probably...
I had to get inspired.
He had to get inspired. You know, watch a couple Obama videos, hop on World Star Hip Hop, get a little fuel to his fire. So apparently that's what it is. If he had other videos on there and he's being saying racial epithets and different things like that, and then he goes and attacks a black person, then okay, then that's a hate crime as opposed to just some dumb motherfuckers randomly hitting random people. So yeah, fuck this white guy. Yeah, hate crime.
I can't defend you.
I can't help you.
Even though you're white, that shit is not right.
I cannot help you.
Unless you had titties and some freckles.
That is all bad. And so we didn't talk about this on the last episode. We kind of thought about getting into it because the anniversary had came up, and we kind of got away from it, but then this kind of should be brought up now. The Sandy Hook anniversary came up recently, and for those who have short attention spans, the Sandy Hook incident was with Adam Lanza. What was his name?
Let's just say Lambert, and that way we can make this get the gay community to get in this shit.
But Adam Lanza, who was the 20-year-old shooter who killed 27 people and then himself in one of the worst school shootings in American history, some newly released documents from the state of Connecticut revealed a number of items authorities seized from the home of Adam Lanza and his mother, Nancy. And like going through the pictures, there's a whole bunch of fucking pictures of like there was guns all over the place and ammo.
Swords.
He has fucking samurai swords. And shots out to anybody who watches or listens to the Black Guy Who Tips. You know how they over there feel about sword ratchetness and how everybody with the samurai sword needs to get arrested because all the motherfuckers are crazy. This kid had samurai swords.
I've been to a comic book store once where a kid tried to, I guess, barter with the shit. And y'all motherfuckers are weird. I mean, please believe, I'm a Big Ninja Turtle fan. If I can have some Raphael size, I have them.
Oh, shit, because you got a fork.
But, I mean, that's some shit, though. It really is.
And then apparently this kid had a whole bunch of, articles of other... Where is it at? A clipping of a news story of a school shooting from 1891, another school shooting from 2006. Just he had a whole bunch of clippings of school shootings. He has a book called Train Your Brain to Get Happy. And then there was a disturbing drawing that shows a person being forced to come out of a building with his or her hands up. And the caption says, "You are not a teacher no more." He had a whole bunch of other knives and all that.
I like the little kid picture. He's like an ammo with bullets sprinkled all over him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's his upbringing, not, but fuck. I mean, I don't know shit about this story. He tried to defend the guy, the guy who did the Aurora, Colorado thing, because I have my fucking theories on that shit, and I feel fucking strongly about it.
Yeah.
This shit I don't know, but what really pisses me off, I mean, and it can be their way of trying to get over the whole situation, but they bulldozed the fucking school down.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
And I feel like there's so much investigating that could have been done. And what they do, they just destroyed the motherfucker. Maybe because people wanted to make a museum out of it, but
out of sight, out of mind.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
It never happened. It never happened.
Yeah. And then the last...
Supposedly did it.
The last picture they show is him at the... He looks like a 2 or 3... No, he's probably like 2. And it's a picture of him... And he has bullets straight.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, that's the one you're talking about. Yeah, he has bullets
what did Rambo
all over
have?
His lap.
What was it called? Just a chain of bullets?
The Rambo chain bullets.
Yeah, like you carry them over your shoulders. Yeah. It's on his lap with the grenade nicely tucked between his nuts. Yeah.
And fucking he's chewing on the gun and all that. And the thing, like with this coming out, like this really bugs me because it's one of those things where it's not just say that anybody who has autism is going to grow up and start shooting up shit, but if this kid had all these mental handicaps and all these different issues, and then if he has all these pictures of him drawing violent shit, and then if he had all these news clippings and school shootings and all that, obviously this kid was thinking about doing something. And it's one thing to teach your kids how to handle a gun and all that to make them not terrified of guns. That's one thing. But if you have a kid that's mentally disturbed, you shouldn't, that kid doesn't need a motherfucking gun. Like, that's, I don't know.
It's textbook serial killer shit.
Yeah.
The next thing we're going to fucking say, he had a dark room with all the pictures that he hadn't yet developed yet. That's fucking sort of shit. I mean, it adds to it. And you know what? Whether or not this is a cover for something, whether or not this is just hard-ass evidence.
Yeah.
I mean, the proof is in the pudding, I guess. I mean, motherfucker's dead now, so why even bother?
It's just fucked up. That does paint a disturbing picture of the home environment that he came up with. And then, just like you said, I didn't even know that the school got bulldozed down. So, yes, I have to call conspiracy now.
And you know what? It makes me wonder, too. I wonder if they do this shit so that, I don't know, just not give you a chance to have to throw anything out. Just how, with the whole revealing of information of us being watched, us being used and whatnot, like, you know, let's get all of it up, you know. And yeah. but why after fucking year? Like, really? I mean, yeah, I can understand it being an active investigation, but that's, I don't know, that's weird. That's shady. That's some shady shit. That's some Sandy shit. That's some shady Sandy Hook shit.
Yeah.
And then what was the one thing before they were saying that apparently that it was as if it never happened. It was a stage thing, and it kind
of, yeah. There's all kinds of videos about the fuckery with it, and I watched the video and it was fucking crazy because it's just certain things that just didn't line up. And then it's one of those things where it's hard to call conspiracy when you got kids that died. But then just some of the stuff, and once again, it could be people with too much time on their hands piecing different things together, but it's just, it makes you question. It honestly, at the end of the day, it shows you how much the American government has fucked up their image, where anytime something fucked up happens in America, you're like, false flag. It's like, I don't know if I believe, because it shows you how much trust we have in the American government, that every time Sandy Hook, conspiracy, John Holmes with the Colorado shooting, conspiracy, fucking Boston bombing, conspiracy. Like, it's not just that people have too much time on their hands and they're just like trying to find a conspiracy with everything. We just have that little bit of respect and faith in the American government that every time we see some shit, it's like, oh, you guys are just trying to figure out more ways to take more rights from us.
And then they're doing with that. Well, what's the amendment? Is it the Fifth Amendment or ammo?
No, I think that's the Second Amendment, like, with guns and shit.
But either which way, all that shit's more propaganda for them to do that. And the fact that the U.S., you know, took most of the stock and all the shit that was coming out, and we couldn't buy shit. And, I mean, they're going to try and take our guns just like they did our jobs.
Try
and
take our guns.
They don't give jobs to the robots, and we're going to be Detroit. Horribleness. And yeah, but you're right. In the media, obviously, come on now. The news, Fox News.
Yeah.
It's controlled, yeah.
I mean, actually, and that's the perfect segue, because like we said, this was going to be a quick show. We're working out some new technical shit, and so we're going to make sure that this show runs well. And if so, this will be our new way of doing shows from here on out. And before we get out of here, speaking about news and shit, me being the conspiracy theorist that I am, got a little conspiracy I want to throw out there before we get out of here. And this is what I like to call the Fox News conspiracy. Mm-hmm. Now, to set this conspiracy up, there was a study that was put together about a year or so ago, but I think it still reigns true. And the study found out that Fox News viewers are the least informed out of all news viewers.
Maybe you don't say.
Now, it says a study concluded that people who only watch Fox News are less informed than any and all other news consumers. The researchers at Fairleigh Dickinson University updated a study that had conducted in late 2001. The study only sampled respondents from New Jersey, where the university is located. This time, the researchers conducted a nationwide poll, and they asked questions about international news, Iran, Egypt, Syria, Greece were included, domestic affairs and all that. And, you know, different things like Republican primaries, that Keystone, Etzline pipeline, and just all that. And the pollsters found that people who were usually able to answer 1.8 out of 4 questions on foreign news and 1.6 out of 5 questions on domestic news, and that people who don't watch any news were able to get 1.2 of the questions on the domestic policy right. So as the study conducted was that people who only watched Fox News knew less about the fucking news than anybody else. And so it says the largest effect is that of Fox News, all else being equal, someone who watched only Fox would be expected to answer only 1 out of 5 domestic questions correctly, a figure which is significantly worse than if you had watched no media at all. So essentially, you could watch no fucking news at all and be more informed than people who are watching Fox News.
Yeah, because we all know we get our news from Facebook. But what's so funny about the theory of the Fox News thing is that most of the time when Fox News is playing some shit, it's other motherfuckers commenting on some shit that's going on, them never really getting down to what actually happened, but their views and their old fucking crazy fucked way of thinking about it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think it's like we never really get shit, we just get what other people think of shit. And you know how politicians, they never actually get right to the point, they fucking ride around in a circle.
Yes.
And so, of course, naturally, it's like the fucking the blind leading the drunk, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And so with that, I call conspiracy because people who have not paid attention, have you guys noticed that Fox News hires a lot of hot blondes to do their news? And I got to Googling and looking around, and there's all kinds of fucking tumblers and all kinds of dedication sites to the hot blondes on Fox News. And so I'm going to call conspiracy that it's a Jedi Fox trick that you put a bunch of beautiful blonde hair, blue-eyed, white snow bunnies on TV.
My kitchen, man.
And have them talk about a whole bunch of shit that they have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. And meanwhile, you have a bunch of horny conservative Republicans sitting around watching this shit, and they don't know what the fuck these people are talking about, but they're just watching these hot blondes. And that's the reason why these people are so fucking uninformed, because they're not paying any attention. So I'm calling conspiracy. It is the hot blonde Fox News conspiracy, and I think they're doing this on purpose, and that's the reason why you have all these fucking Republicans who don't know what the fuck is going on. That's the reason why Megyn Kelly thinks that Santa is white, even though the fucking story comes from Turkey, and the reason why she thinks that Jesus is white, even though he was clearly either a North African or Middle Eastern Jew man. Thank you, Fox.
You listen here, Negro. If some fucked up shit's happening and a beautiful, pale, Alaskan goddess with eyes like the mountains and hair like the wind, she's right.
She must be right.
Fuck you and your mother. She's right.
She is right. If a white woman said it, it gotta be right. Why would she lie?
It's kind of like saying, like, sir, you clearly said there was 10, but there was clearly only 2. Was she pale? Yes.
Then what's the question?
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Dead giveaway.
So, for people who don't think that the media is scripted and this is a big dog and pony show and that they're all fucking playing us, I'm going to play another quick clip real quick. Conan O'Brien may have exposed the media, and I'm going to go ahead and hit you folks with this and see what you guys think. So I'm going to go ahead and cue this up. And
Conan O'Brien definitely being one of my favorite Irishmen. Nice. I like him a lot.
So check this out.
A lot of people think the big news stories these days are, well, a judge ruling against snooping by the NSA, or the big fight in Congress over the new proposed budget. A lot of people say those are the big stories. But judging by local news, and I've been looking at a lot of local news, there's an even bigger story that's sweeping the nation right now.
Who are you really shopping for this holiday season? It's okay, you can admit it, if you've bought an item or 2 or 10 for yourself.
Well, it's okay, you can admit it if you have bought an item or 2 or maybe 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it. You've bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it, Todd. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or maybe 10 for yourself. It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought one or two or maybe three or four, maybe even 10 items for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or maybe 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought maybe an item or two or 10 for yourself.
Is it okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or three or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you brought an item or two or 10 for you.
It's okay. You can admit it.
If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10. Say for yourself.
It's okay. Admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it. If you bought yourself one or two or 10 things for yourself, because a lot of people do it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fucking
scary. I find it
scary
frightening.
As shit. Because my theory on, I guess, the whole notion is that they, there's probably some type of script that is sent out of, this is the main story we want you guys to tell, and maybe somebody fucked up and sent the same exact script to all these people. That was like 50 different news stations all saying the same thing. That is horrifying. Like, what else are you saying? Like, this is the only thing you guys can talk about.
Well, one of the biggest things, and I'm guessing this may have been during the holiday season, that's the biggest push where we gotta get rid of, and I forget the technical term, for all the backup and all the items that are last year that was made. We need to sell this. We need to make money. We need to make room for the new shit so y'all motherfuckers can get suckered into buying that shit too. And it's a big product push.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'll talk a little bit about how my kind of Christmas was. I didn't even get to talk to you about Christmas and New Year, I don't know if we should cover that or not.
I know, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, happy New Year. That's the thing you're supposed to say when I went to the barbershop earlier. But, oh, happy New Year, happy New Year. Happy New Year. I haven't seen you since last year.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the biggest things, though, is, and I think, even if you're, because we're suckered and we're pressured into having to buy people's shit. That's kind of why I hate Christmas, to be honest with you. And I'm, you know, an unworthy Christian, and Christmas should be over, you know what I'm saying, Christ and everything like that. But it was from its conceptual time of trying to sucker pagans into trying to, you know, come into this little crazy thing we call Christianity and following the whole thing and all that shit with stocks and stuff. Like, it's just a way to kind of conjure up shit together and try to accept it for this big old commercial push. And it upsets me that you have to feel pressured. And I think because of, for those people who feel the pressure, that's why they did this push. Like, oh, well, you know what? Buy yourself a gift because you deserve it. Don't buy for all these people. Give yourself a little something.
You know, if you want to buy an item for yourself or maybe two 10. Or 10, you know.
I think that's truly the way to do it, though. And if anything, I said fuck you to everybody and bought myself a Nintendo 3DS. I'm happier than shit, y'all. I've been annoying everybody. Instagram, Facebook, goodbye.
I know, this motherfucker, I was like, something's going on with Papa. We did the show, that's been damn near 3 weeks, I was like, I had not heard from this man. I was like, Papa's going through something where he got a brand new toy. Something's going on.
Because we know I didn't find a white woman, or else I think I would have put it in my timeline, like, achievement unlocked. I done found somebody, she
fucking,
was pale.
Fucking Xbox achievement.
Oh, shit, seriously. Oh god, the loneliness is killing me. But yeah, that's I definitely got into my little, I wanted to bring, I think I'm gonna be real.
Yeah.
This is gonna be totally real.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound horrible. Yeah.
But it's totally real.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it in a, I don't know whether to say gay or whether to say country. I'll say gay. Me, myself, I'm trying to fill in the void of not having children by becoming a child again. And reliving experiences playing Zelda and Mario, because I did it when I was little. I was too poor. I didn't have those games.
Yeah.
So
you got to relive a second childhood.
I'm reliving it. Yeah, because I don't have kids to, and I can't relive through them. Well, I'm going to relive it because I have a credit card that I can max out and not worry about till later and fucking enjoy myself and have a ball.
For real.
And but yeah, that's so, you know, I kind of been locked away doing that. And even then, you know what's fucked up? As soon as I got my little toy, and then all of a sudden motherfuckers want to come by. And God bless the people that do.
Yeah,
because I can be very, I feel like I host. I can be a host. Like, I'm a great host, and I love going to parties. I mingle, and I do my rounds, and I'm the most lively, eccentric motherfucker there. But when I'm lonely, motherfucker's lonely, and I don't want no one to fuck with me. And God bless the people that know that about me, and motherfuckers will actually stop by and be like, all right, you ain't going to respond to your phone, but motherfucker, I'm here. You can't really kick me out.
Knock on the motherfucking door.
So understand that if I'm ever away, it's not because I hate you, unless I do, but it's because I'm in my own little world. And unless, kind of, hear no evil, steer no evil, and unless you come out to me, so shouts out to my little, to my Texas visit, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that, and I love seeing them.
So yes, sir, and so that's just about it, but before we get out of this joint, I got a couple of dedications real quick. Woo! I'm going to throw out there.
I totally forgot about that. See, I'm so lost in video games. Pussy means shit to me. But God, do I love the second dedication. But we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah, so we'll get to it. Now, first, my first dedication is I'm brand new to The Daily Show. I just barely started getting into The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and
we got us some brown sugar.
Found me a nice little brown sugar honey by the name of Jessica Williams from The Daily Show, and this chick is phenomenal. She's gorgeous, she's intelligent, and she knows her shit, and like, she calls people out. If you guys haven't checked out Jessica Williams, if you're on Hulu, go to The Daily Show page and check out some of the clips. I'll show you a clip before we leave.
So Comedy Central's on Hulu?
Yeah, Comedy Central is also on Hulu. And yeah, you can find her clips, or if you just hop on YouTube and go ahead and throw in Jessica Williams' Daily Show and check out some of her clips. Wonderful, beautiful, intelligent, and she knows her shit, and she's fucking phenomenal. She's a comedian too. She's hilarious, and she calls these fucking politicians, these news people, out on their bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that we got some clips for them at the IBHNpodcast.com website.
Yes, sir. Okay, we'll have a clip up on there. And then my second dedication, I'm calling out to the IBHN podcast community to help me find this mysterious young lady.
Listeners, fans, followers, please, if you would.
Yes.
Help us find the girl with freckles.
Yes, she is simply known as the girl with freckles. I have no idea who this chick is, but I stumbled across her picture on Tumblr, and my God, is this a walking goddess on earth. She appears to be mixed. I want to say she looks black, white, and some other things. I don't know.
Get the hell out of here.
She has this fiery red hair, and her face is covered in freckles, and she has these dark, like, caramel hazel eyes. I'm saying right now, sorry to my boo, but I am in love with the girl with freckles. And
she's polluted by freckles. Like, normally that shit's fucking hideous. I mean, not to say that gingers don't have souls, they can be pretty, but goddamn.
But it is gorgeous on this chick. I never was into freckles until I seen this chick. And so we're going to post her on the IBHMpodcast.com page. And I need you guys to help me find out who this chick is so I can add her on Facebook and so I can click like on her pictures from afar.
I just want her to know how beautiful she is. If she hasn't already told a million times. And it's so crazy because I can't look at the picture because I kind of feel like I'm in love. I look back at the camera. I'm in love.
How do you stare at the picture for more than 3 seconds? You in love?
I can't.
Yes, sir.
What's up? Stop, bitch. Look at me. I had all your wives.
Yes, man. Sir. So that is that. Yo, did you have anything else you want to bring up?
I kind of
want,
you know what?
Oh,
this
do you
is,
think, man?
This
do
is,
you
I'm
think.
Just, no, I was going to say, this is a new episode. This is a new year. Just how, you know, season. I'm hoping new adventures. and new fucked up stories. Cause, I mean, the world ain't gonna stop having fuckery, and we gonna keep killing each other. We gonna keep saying fucked up things. We're gonna keep offending each other, and we're hoping to be able to commentate on all that. And it doesn't seem right to not kind of go traditional with it, to do the resolutions. Did you make any resolutions this year? No,
I make no resolutions, because my whole thing is, if I'm going to start something new, like working out or something, I'm just going to do it. If I make it as a resolution, right, it's just a good excuse. And then it's like, oh, well, I passed the first. Well, I guess I forgot about that. I don't make resolutions.
And it's so funny, because I have previous revolutions that I touched and I tickled, and it wasn't successful at all. So I thought to myself, and it's so weird when a new year starts on during the week, which, mind you, either the theory of it being a new year, new me means shit, or the fact that it being a Wednesday kind of erases it all. I said, oh, fuck it, I'll wait till Monday. And, you know, it did fuck with my work hours, you know what I'm saying, and maybe I had to make up for the shit, but like, truly, 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 shit didn't feel new. Yeah. I didn't go out, motherfucker stayed in bed, play some video games, play with myself, and it was really, it was really it. And, but I look at it like, you know what, maybe I can tackle what, you know, I said I was going to do last year, but I ended up doing all those things the fucking very day. So if I would have made it, it's ridiculousness, but you know what though? It is a state of mind, and just how there's always Monday. No, motherfucker, there's always right now.
Yeah.
Just how there's always tomorrow.
Don't put it off. Just fucking do shit now. So.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that we can say that, you know, there can be some better shit. And, but I guess if there's no resolution, I guess why bother talking about it?
Guess actually I'll say this, though. I do plan in this year of 2014, I want to make the IBHM brand as big as we possibly can. And actually, I'm chopping up with Papa. We got some ideas of what we want to do. And actually, I'm going to call out once again to the IBHM podcast community. If you guys want to get involved in this whole brand and do some cross promotion, I'm looking for some DJs who want to do some workout mixes, 60, 90 minute workout mixes, and we'll post it on the IBHM feed. Whatever, you know, your tag is, whatever your name is, DJ so-and-so, we'll throw it on there and promote you and, you know, keep shows coming out and all that. Anybody out there who are bloggers or writers, we'll get you involved on the show, and you'll set up a little blog for you guys. And let's just build a community. Let's make this shit happen. Make the IBHM podcast a one-stop shop, and let's just build the shit the fuck up and make some shit happen this year.
I'm excited, and as we mentioned earlier, you put the IBHM hashtag, and hopefully it'll be directly linked onto the website.
Yes,
as far as the playlisting goes, I'm shouting you out right now. Hope you're listening, DJ Gamillionaire. We definitely know that you have an ear for everything, all sorts of genres, so it'd be good to diversify and showcase, you know, everything. And I definitely have, like I was meant telling you a bit earlier, I have some very mushy, emotional, like, bitch, I put all my heart in this sort of mixtapes, and I would love for someone to hear it and hopefully enjoy it and fall in love with me even more if they haven't already with my soldier voice.
Oh,
but that'd be fun. If we have photographers, if you just need to see something random, or just you have something that just looks really cool and epic, I think we can have the medium for you to be able to showcase that. So that'd be appreciated. Short stories, what have you, anything. I want to be a conglomerate.
And then, basically that's it. You know, make it a fucking, once again, like I said, a community. But, you know, it's cross-branding. Because I look at things like hip-hop duets. I love hip-hop duets. And you have certain people who do news stories. You have certain people who do album reviews. You have certain people that do editorials. Like, let's make this as big as it fucking can, and just make this one big community, and everybody have their own whatever your social thing is, and let's fucking do some shit, man.
I kind of definitely want to dedicate more towards reviews and more, you know, because we touched on it lightly, but there's just so much that can be said. And honestly, I can go on for about as long as the actual record plays about my thoughts on that. So I don't know.
Sir.
Which, I mean, I guess there wasn't too much to that, because there's a lot of music that we missed out on last year.
Yeah.
And our list looked wholly different than other motherfuckers' list.
Yes.
Besides the obvious is like your Kanye and your Jay-Z.
Yeah.
But I mean,
So on that note, I'll go ahead and say, people, once again, our email is ibhmpodcast@gmail.com. And it's also imblackheesmexican@gmail.com. Anybody want to get involved in anything, I mean, hit us up on that or any of our social media sites. Let us know if you want to get involved with anything. questions, comments, anything you want to hear us talk about, or if you agree or disagree with some shit that we said, go ahead and chime in at those websites. Also, once again, like I said, we got the episode feed on the page, and you can leave comments directly on there using your Facebook, your Twitter, your WordPress. You can sign in as a guest and just say, hey, fuck you guys. Whatever you guys want to do.
I want to interact. I want some back and forth. Whether you fucking with us on Tumblr, Instagram, Vine, MySpace. You know what I'm saying? Holler at us. And definitely, like to reach out to me. All those things are at SoulPopple.
Yes,
or if
sir.
You want to just email me directly, SoulPopple@gmail.com.
Yes. And I am ArizonaVerse. You can find me at ArizonaVerse@gmail.com. And once again, yeah, find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr, WordPress, MySpace, SoundCloud, Podomatic, Vine. Just add the IBHM podcast. Or you can simply do a Google search on Black Keys Mexican, and you'll find all those sites. Or once again, go to IBHMpodcast.com and you can find all of our links over there. And like I said, yeah, just go ahead. We want to thank you guys for checking us out over the past year. We're going to make this year even bigger and better than last year was. We're just going to make this motherfucking happen.
No blessings.
So on that note, we'll go ahead and hit them with the pound. And we'll end on this note. We're going to play some music to ride out. And going back to the homie Wale, have you seen he dropped a video to Heaven's Afternoon with Meek Mill? There is a video out. So I'm going to go ahead and end on this note. We're going to play this out, ride out on this note. And until next time,
let's get that love you.
In the grand scheme of things, we never supposed to have shit. Have shit. Born to lose. Built to win. Built to win. For long. Let's get it in. Look, we ain't supposed to never had nothing. We ain't supposed to never had shit. See the growth of my rhymes in. You see my focus ain't on now. At the top is just us. Let's get it. Okay. VIP, some ducks you ain't on. GVRC, but no kill me or more. We can't leave, but we left the alarm. Hold mine down and stay above what you on. I'm a P's and a blight. Scorpio freaks, quantity Gemini. Woo. I'ma need me a light. Riding through the cap, skis on the mind. Though, I ain't knowing, but I wish I did. Each one, teach one, made a you live. On that joy, bad, please on your head. Lost one last summer, living ain't fair. Brother niggas scared, we forever here. Hate to see smile, money everywhere. Dream killers out, I see them in the rear. Put them in a song, put them in a prayer. Amen. Amen. Cause we ain't supposed to never have shit. Yeah. We ain't supposed to never. We ain't supposed to never have nothing. We ain't supposed to never have shit. See that growth in my mind then. See my focus ain't on now. Yeah, focus is for Laura and hit. I reckon your barbershop talk of this. Heavenly Father, may the spirit of God help whoever at odds. Get your guidance quick. All we need Keisha, all we need Becky, all we need is God and Fed Free Fetty. My little buddy lives strong, young nigga pedal. He ain't make it in the league, so the streets sweat him. Getting wet up on the corner in whatever weather. Before he see the jelly, then he gonna see the devil. Been a week since he seen his mother. In 18 since he seen the other. I'ma pray for him. It's safe to say he got some pain within. It ain't too much that I can say to him. Cause my bank statement don't relate to him. Love. We ain't supposed to never had nothing. That's right. Cause we ain't supposed to never had shit. No. We ain't supposed to never had nothing. Yeah. You see my focus ain't.
I was so fresh, so clean when I stepped on that scene. Put up Aston Martin, you could ask them. Y'all seen when I can't do this bitch, paper tagging on lean. Baddest bitch in the game, nigga, that was your dream. Hold up, let me get a feel like Jackson. Hold up, I don't feel these niggas.
Nah,
hey Wallace.
Yeah, what's the problem? I'm focused, I'm Kobe, I kill these niggas. I ain't scared of these niggas getting higher than Shaquille O'Neal. Field goal, percentage. Yeah, me nigga to the brokers, nigga with me. Got a mil plus interest, me key living. Yeah.
When I was there broke, just always tell myself I'ma still be the shit. Tell my PL, she lock me up. I'ma do the time, come on. Still be this rich, still see the bricks. I'ma still be a Mitch. Got these Rico niggas trying to kill me and shit. Hold up, trying to kill me and shit. Let me get the flow back. I was killing this shit. We was killing them strips. Drop hits, no ceilings and shit. Ain't talking about Wayne, bitch. I'm talking them things. 300 and 10, got a million in whips. Nigga, oh,
we ain't supposed to never had right, cause we ain't posting never had shit. No, no, we ain't posting never had nothing. You see, my focus ain't on them.
No, 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 no.
Started from the bottom, nigga. Yeah, but now we grinding to the law, come get us. For the money and them commas, nigga. Yeah, but can't forget about vagina, nigga. Yeah, started from that bottom, nigga. Yeah, but now I got it, it's a problem, nigga. Yeah, for that money and them dollars, nigga. Yeah.
And I ain't rich, but I'm still shining, nigga.
I'm still shining, nigga.